Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Kirsten Cotter from Braveheart Volunteers. Kirsten, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So for those who may not be familiar, Braveheart Volunteers, who are you guys as an organization?
So Braveheart is, they are wonderful. I absolutely love being a part of Braveheart. It's a local nonprofit organization. Basically, they it's run by the volunteers, and they make sure that they they're there as caregivers for people in hospice, long-term care. It's end of life. It's also, they're not just there for the person actually going through it. They're also there for the families. Mm. But it's just providing that partnership, that friendship, that companionship, that support.
Awesome. So the harder, darker times in life that we don't always talk about, but making sure people have some sort of connection with it.
Awesome. Yes. Cool. Much better way to put it. Yes.
No problem. In spirit of that, there is an event coming up this Saturday through Braveheart Volunteers for truly anyone in the community to attend. What's that organization, that new event coming up?
Yes. So this Saturday, March 15th at 6 o'clock, and it is at St. Peter's by the Sea, the Episcopal Church, right on Lincoln, I believe. Little red church. So it is our remembrance vigil called Light Up a Life, where we're making it an annual thing. We had our first one last year. It was wonderful. I sang, and then we had some Tlingit drummers, which was amazing. But this year, we have a couple more readings. We have some more performers. It's Pinky and the Birds. The ukulele group is going to be playing. We're also trying to get some dancers involved. I believe someone else is singing and playing guitar. But it's just a time for everyone to come together and just kind of be in that moment together, whether you have ever lost anyone, or if you're going through the process and someone is passing and you're just having those really difficult feelings, it's a time to realize that you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And pretty much everyone I know has gone through loss at some point. And it's really loss of any kind. It could be loss of a parent, friend, loss of a friendship.
Right.
I know I myself am a Coast Guard spouse, and I feel that loss immensely around holidays. You're so far away from family and friends,
right?
Especially in Alaska.
Just far removed from a lot of other states.
Yeah, we're slightly isolated here. So it's just feeling that togetherness and that community. That is something that is so prevalent here that I have not felt it any other Coast Guard station we've been at. It
makes it feel kind of good.
Sitka is amazing. I love Sitka, but you really get those warm fuzzies here. And I think it is something about that island life. Everyone pulls together. Everyone helps out. You hear someone is going through a loss, and it's like, hey, all right, what can I bring you for dinner? Not, if there's anything I can do, it's no, I'm going to do this. I will be there. What am I bringing? What am I doing? When can I come to your laundry? Like, I will take care of you. And I feel that this community and Braveheart really go hand in hand like that. So this is just a moment to just be in that grief and just celebrate it. Celebrate that person. Celebrate what they meant to you. Celebrate that life. And to just be in your feels for a minute.
Yeah, because especially as we were saying before we came in here to the air room, we're coming out of the long, dark winter where just kind of the nature of winter is you tend to kind of hibernate up in your own house. You kind of feel more isolated. And then, I mean, grief itself can be feeling kind of isolated. You can kind of get wrapped up in your own feelings and self-isolate and what have you. So to to acknowledge these feelings and see other people around you, remember that, yeah, I do have a supportive community and my feelings are being felt by others too, maybe for the same reason or same persons or for completely different situations, but they're still very common human emotions and a human experience that we can find that connection in.
Yes, exactly. And that's exactly what this is for. And we try to make it as non-denominational as possible so that everyone and anyone feels welcome. Mm-hmm. It's welcome to all ages. It's just anyone is welcome. It's just a moment to be together, support each other, and yeah.
Awesome. And you said that's happening this coming Saturday, March 15th, at St. Peter's by the Sea, at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Do you imagine it? Is this going to be like 20 minutes, 2 hours? What are we imagining for potential time frame for folks?
I would say probably half an hour to 45 minutes is about the runtime so far.
Okay.
So not super long. You don't have to sit there super long, but the church is pretty cozy. We're going to have little candles, and then we have cups, and we'll have Sharpies. So if you have someone that you're particularly remembering, you can write their name on the cup and just kind of hold them there in that moment.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. So for folks who maybe inspired to, you said there's going to be a cup, you're trying to organize maybe some extra performers or different people. If anyone is feeling inspired, maybe in their current grief and an expression of that, or from having moved past it themselves. If anyone is inspired to perform or to share something, can they contact you in a way to maybe be a part of this?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We still have time this week. We haven't written out the program yet, so there's always time. I would say you can contact Jason at braveheartvolunteers.org. Jason is the current runner of Braveheart, so he would be able to get you right on the program, and we can get that moving along.
Awesome. And in general, just with if folks are interested in learning more about Braveheart Volunteers, what you guys do as an organization, either maybe becoming one of the volunteers or accessing your services, the website is probably the best place to go?
Yes. Yeah, the braveheartvolunteers.org. There is, of course, a little link to donate, which we always love donations, and it definitely helps run the organization. There's a lot of legwork between organizing all the volunteers, all the hours, all the activities. They have bereavement retreats and all the training that we go through. There's the volunteer training. There's training for how to talk about suicide, how to help people through that. So there is a plethora of information on the website if you have any questions about it. So that's,
and all of that, available for free. So to be able to access that is pretty amazing. And for this vigil too, you said it's open for everyone. Is it, I'm assuming, free entry as well?
Yep. Completely free.
Excellent. So anyone who wants to share in that community space is welcome to share that community space.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, Grace, thank you so much for coming in this morning and talking about Braveheart Volunteers and the Remembrance Vigil coming up. It's been a very roller coaster couple years for Sitka in general, with so many things, so many losses that we've had in our community.
It's
so
an incredible amount of loss. I mean, like I was talking earlier, we moved here from New Jersey, so the amount of the difference in the amount of loss between New Jersey and here is astronomical. It's such a huge difference.
And it's a tight-knit community here, like you said.
It is. Everyone knows everyone. Mm-hmm. So, and I feel like a lot of people don't know about Braveheart or are kind of nervous to kind of step their foot into it. Mm-hmm. Totally understand. It's not a fun topic.
Right.
But
yeah, there's that kind of like social stigma behind it. Or the thought of, I guess, that if you're not, let's say like, you're not an immediate relative of someone who may have been lost, that somehow your grief isn't the primary grief, or doesn't mean as much, or isn't as important, but it's still that's still very real feelings, and it's still very valid and should be acknowledged and help supported.
Right. And everyone has their own way of grieving. That's why we try to mix it up with readings, some music, just to kind of keep it different for everyone. You know, we try to hit all our bases.
Excellent. Well, yeah, try to create, that as much of an open community space where someone can find resonance in what they need to keep moving forward in with a little less sharp pain, I guess, than for... and
more comfort, less more, pain.
Yes, that is the goal. Awesome. Well, Kirsten Cotter for Braveheart Volunteers, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So Remembrance Vigil for the entire community taking place this Saturday, March 15th at 6 p.m. at St. Peter's by the Sea. More information can be found at braveheartvolunteers.org.